Amen. Praise God. We're ready for God to do it on the outside. We're so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight in this place. Amen. And if you're in need of the Holy Ghost, tonight could be your night. Amen. Hallelujah. You have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans, the first chapter, Romans chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 16 all the way to 25. And we're blessed tonight to have you in the house of the Lord. Every one of you are important. Amen. You belong in the saving plan of the Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. And we're blessed that you're here. Amen. Praise God. Remember your brothers and sisters that can't be here tonight. Amen. Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 through 25. Paul is writing. And I love verse 16. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of it. "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth." How? Verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them." God revealed it. He said, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Look at verse 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as" what? "Neither were" what? "But became" where? "And the foolish heart was darkened." Verse 22, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Look what happened. "And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." Verse 25, "Who changed the truth of God into" what? "And worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." These are those that had it. Those that seen it. Paul's writing about the Jewish people as well. How they seen and they knew who God was. But their foolish heart was darkened. All because when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. You better know God, and you better keep God glorified in your life. And you better be thankful. Don't become vain in your own image, because your foolish heart will become darkened. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you for your sweet grace and the light of your spirit, Lord. I praise you for. I worship you. I magnify you, Jesus. I thank you for the truth. I thank you for the wisdom. I thank you for the word. We give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. The power of light. The power of light is amazing. A little bitty light on a hill can be seen from miles and miles off. I can remember as a kid traveling my grandparents' house in Mississippi. And somewhere on I-55 between Jackson, Mississippi and Macomb, Mississippi, I can remember there was a light on a tower that we would always see. And even though it was far off in the piney woods of Mississippi, southern Mississippi, I remember watching it as it would get close and close. And finally, we would arrive there. But it was amazing how it towered and how it stood in the midst of the night. Several years ago, I had the privilege of going back to that part of the country to a Bible quiz tournament. And we was on I-55. And it was dark 30. And in my mind, I went back to the time I started looking for that light. And sure enough, that same tower was still there. My point tonight is this. Is your light still there? Amen. Is your light still shining in your life? Amen. Is your light still light in the night? Amen. It's important. Amen. It creates and makes a difference. And revelation, once you understand the things of God, it brings an awareness. Revelation will bring an awareness of things that are unknown. It discloses a truth, what has been held back from your understanding. Amen. Also, light will guide the way of your life. But when you have revelation, a dawning, well, you know who God is. Amen. I know people that were raised in a church had always felt something crazy and tacky about when the preacher talked about, you know, here's the Father. And they talked about God being like an old man. And they called him Father God. And then he had somebody next to him called the Son. And then there was a dove called the Holy Ghost. And they had to counsel and talk to each other in order to get business done. And they always wonder, well, who do you pray to? Do you pray to the Father? Do you pray to Junior over here? Or do you pray to the Holy Ghost? Well, folks, when God turns a light on and you find out that there's not three gods sitting on three thrones. The Bible says there's one God and one throne. There's not a Trinity. When you finally see that, that a Jew will always tell you there is no Trinity. There's God. He's Father in that he was creator. He's Son. God became flesh and became Son because he was born of a woman. And he's the Holy Ghost because he lives inside my soul. God don't have to have a council between this mind, second mind, and third mind. God don't have three minds and three consciences. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The scripture said one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in us all. Amen. Are you thankful that you see that tonight? I remember preachers that preached this. And now they've drifted somewhere in their life. They don't own or embrace this. People that preached it and taught it and proclaimed it. Amen. And, you know, but light brings recognition. Whenever you turn the light on, you're able to recognize things. Your mirror works only if you got a light. Light brings a definite difference in outlook. You're able to see yourself in the mirror of God's word when the light is turned on. That word is a lamp and a light. Light enables. Whoa, I'm telling you, this old building gets mighty dark when the lights are out. Amen. And this old world gets mighty dark when we don't walk in the light. Life gets dark. But in our scripture tonight, the Bible says, their foolish heart was darkened. Those that did have the light. Those that did have it. Oh, are you thankful tonight that God is still the light of the world? Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I just don't have a light on, but I have the light of life on. The God of heaven living inside of me. John 11:9, Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, but he that seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. You walk in sin, you're going to stumble in sin. You're going to fumble some things in your life. That's the reason why we need to stay in the light, folks. Walk in the light. Amen. Hallelujah. How important it is. 1 John 1:7 says, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Fellowship with God and one another when we walk in the light. When you get out of the light, you're going to lose fellowship with God and you can't get along with your brother. When you stay in the light, God will help you to have fellowship. Amen. Our attitudes many times can be used as weapons whenever we start walking in darkness. The darkness of self-deception to where we think we got it. You know, there are certain things that's a true light and there's certain things that's a false light. Deception is a false light. But the truth will reveal, the truth will convict, and the truth will change you. Amen. But many times in the darkness, our attitudes become a weapon. We become weak, get the wrong attitude, and it leads us to defeat. Now, I want you to think with me. Outlook determines outcome. And we must have the right attitude if we're going to live right. I've got to have a hunger and thirst after righteousness. I got to have and know my position in life. I better know where I'm at with God and who I'm not with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you, you are not God. But I am God's when I walk with God. I read about a man and a friend of his went to a restaurant to eat lunch. It was one of those places where the lights were real low. Almost you had to have a headlight or a miner's light just to go walk to your table. So dark. They were seated for just a little bit, and a waiter handed them a menu. And they were talking, and finally, one of them looked down at the menu. He could read it. He said, you know, it's crazy. A while ago, it was so dark in here. When we came to the table, we almost stumbled, and we had almost feel our way. And he said, it's crazy. And his friend said, yes, it doesn't take long for us to get accustomed to the dark. There's a message in that sentence. It don't take long for somebody that is a Christian to get accustomed to sin. Instead of having an opposing spirit against sin, pretty soon, gradually, we get used to sin, and sometimes without even realizing it. You know, we don't even need the light, we think. And the one thing that would destroy is a life of sin. When sin comes in, it destroys. The foolish heart was darkened because when they knew God, they didn't glorify God and they were not thankful. You see, your spirit, your attitude, amen, you need to glorify God, folks. Look where the Lord's brought you from. Amen. If you run out of things to glorify God, you need to stop and look where he's brought you from. Look what he kept you from. You say, well, I was raised in a good home. I did not have all this junk. Amen. Look what he saved you from. He saved you from a bad home. He saved you from demolishing and troubles and all these different things. Yes, sir. Hey, folks, you don't have to go out in the world and do bad to get a testimony. A true testimony is, amen, look, I'm living right. A true testimony is, I don't have to have sin. I don't have to go out and have drugs and drink and go get a testimony. The true testimony is somebody that's walked with God. Amen. Praise God. A believer living in sin is a terrible weapon in the hands of Satan. Because what happens is somebody that knows at one time and everything is revealed to them pretty soon, something happens inside of their minds. They start feeling comfortable in the dark. They start feeling comfortable in the dimming situation of life where things used to be bright. Now they become dim. And I remember Brother Zach and I went to visit precious saints of God that were in our church here a few years ago. And they started to get older. They have a beautiful home here in Nacogdoches or then. And we started noticing when we went there that the husband, his eyes were pretty bad, and she was getting older, and we started noticing this beautiful home, there was cobwebs everywhere, dust everywhere. And it began to bug me till I realized they just don't see it. They don't see it because their eyes are dim, their weakening eyes, and his eyes were very bad. Her eyes were getting bad. And folks, I want to tell you, never let your eyesight get bad with God. You need to keep your eyesight just right. When we start having spiritual eye trouble, eye trouble, like, look who I am. No, it ought to be, look who he is. Spiritual eye trouble causes even things to start getting blurry, dim. Things that God drew the line with are no longer important to somebody. Things that you would never do, now they feel okay doing. And I'm going somewhere tonight, but hang on. But we need to make sense of the sensations of this hour. You know, an automobile can experience acceleration and deceleration. Both have accompanying senses. When somebody you're riding with, they all of a sudden they put the pedal to the metal, so to speak, hit the accelerator, and whoom, you take off. There is a sensation with acceleration. But also deceleration has a sensation. And I think there may exist in the spiritual realm the experience of revelation, where that beautiful revelation comes to you. We talked about Paul on the road to Damascus this morning. There's a beautiful thing when God shows you something. When God rolls back the curtain and you're able to see things. How many times God's given you a revelation lately? Amen. Many times God gives us a revelation of the man in the mirror that really needs the revelation. Well, we need working on ourselves. We find things out of tune and out of order. Hey, that's God doing a good work for you. Amen. When you start taking care of what you see in the mirror, amen, you're headed somewhere in God. But the Bible says, whosoever looketh in the law of the Lord as a mirror, when you continue in there, but when you forget what type of man or what was in that mirror and what needed to be fixed and you go your way, this man becomes errant, foolish, and loses something. But oh, friend, I love it when you fix something in their heart. Even though you think, man, I never thought about that. God, thank you for revealing it to me. How wonderful it is. But just like there is a sense of revelation, also there is derevelation, evidenced by somebody being led by their own sensation. I've witnessed the effects of those sensations, but it's the spiritual realm that I want to talk to you about revelation and derevelation. Revelation among those coming out of the darkness into its marvelous light, and controversy, derevelation among those who leave the influence of truth and reverse trajectory into darkness, to where they used to have the light. They used to be so full of the Holy Ghost that they were humble. It's kind of like King Saul. The difference that happened in King Saul's life, he once was an humble man. But when he allowed sin to surmount and rebellion to surmount in his life, he became a monster. Sin will make a monster out of you. Amen. You become an enemy of God very quickly. And the enemy likes to deceive us and say, you're okay, honey. You could keep going. Oh, but there, just like there is revelation, there is derevelation. And the scenarios exhibited in those who backslide with gusto, who seems to have great energy and drive in their untoward direction from truth and from holiness. Hear me. They suddenly and unexplicitly announce they have found a new light. I don't have to do this anymore. I got a new way. I got liberty now. But the tragedy of deception is fueled by derevelation. I watch people who once had a separated life of conviction. They had such liberty in the Holy Ghost. But after a while, they quit living for God. And you think, what happened? As if their lights went out. They had no sense of judgment in their life. They had no sense of recognition anymore. My mind's going to a man that I knew well, that, oh, he was such an encouragement. But influence came to him. Influence came to him that, well, you don't have to go to church anymore. You don't have to assemble yourself. And it didn't take him long to where he's pumped all this mess from the outside from a friend. And pretty soon, this man today, he's all confused. And I was with, just not too long ago, an individual that I used to admire greatly. I still love him. But within a conversation, two different times, he shocked me by using words that were horrible, that people use on the street. Hear me. It don't take long for people to get desensitized where they don't even realize that their conversation changes. Folks, I want to keep my conversation chaste and pure. I want to keep my heart pure. I want to keep my toes and my nose in the right direction. How about you? I want to walk with God. I don't want to have derevelation, but I want to walk in the Spirit and grow in the light. The one in Matthew 26 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. If you put confidence in your flesh will win. Amen. And I use the illustration of my daddy. My pastor taught us many times of two dogs were fighting. These dogs were getting after it. And a young man started asking the older man, which one of these dogs are going to win? And the older man kind of waited a little bit. He didn't give a quick answer. He said, the dog you feed the most. Will the flesh win or the spirit win? Will bitterness win or righteousness win? What you feed will win. If you don't feed the spirit, if you don't feed your soul, I want to tell you, sin will win in your life. The heart was darkened, the Bible says. Because when they knew God, they didn't glorify him. Neither were thankful. Scripture says in Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. It said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hey, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But look what we're wrestling against. Principalities. Against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why you need the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in this evil hour. Amen. You cannot fight against these spirits being fleshly and carnal. A carnal mind is enmity against God. You start losing your sense of defense. The lack of defense. Why is it that people who knew better make such foolish decisions? And I've seen people that almost, why? People made such foolish decisions. Whenever you go, they had the most privileged situation. They had such a beautiful golden opportunity. I've seen people that occupied a privileged pew. We're privileged to be in the house of God. They are under such exemplary leadership, suddenly transformed into something who acts as though they never heard teaching, which should have averted their course to destruction, but something didn't do it. That's a shame. Let's just put it in this, simply put it this way. Many times the answer lies not with a lack of doctrine education, but their lack of defense. Amen. In their emotional mindset, they did not glorify God, neither were they thankful. They didn't feed the spirit. Amen. They got so satisfied in coming to church and jabbering tongues and thinking that's what it's all about. You could speak in tongues till your tongue falls out. If you don't have a love for God and the things of God, you will be deceived. Judges, the 21st chapter says, every man did that which was right in their own eyes. Whatever they thought was okay. I remember the days when it seemed that the forces of good appeared to win the battles on the battlefield of life. You know, when morals were right, right was right. An inch was still an inch. It was wrong to curse in public in front of people. Today, they don't care who's next to them. They think it's their right. They think they had the right to use filthy words in front of women, children, and everybody else. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know, it used to be wrong to steal. It's okay now. You can steal. You know, the grocery store, it's all right. You got a craving for a candy bar. Our world thinks it's okay because you was hungry. Bless your heart, you're laid in bed all day and you want the government to support you and you don't want to work a lick and you think you're entitled to walk in and just steal. Amen. You got it wrong. Stealing, amen, in the eyes of God is still wrong. It was wrong to cheat. But today it's okay to cheat in college, cheat in high school, cheat in other areas of your life. Used to be wrong to lie. But today's world, it's okay to lie. Look how far we gone. It used to be wrong to commit adultery. Now it's just an affair. It's not an affair. It's a circus. It's sin. It used to be wrong to commit fornication. I said it used to be wrong to commit fornication. But today it's almost like a joy. You need to let them just, you know. You didn't let them experience whatever in life. It's still a sin to commit fornication. I got young people that needs to put something in their life today. Amen. I need some parents to put it in our lives. It's still a sin to commit adultery and fornication. It's still wrong to cross and trespass boundaries. You know, used to be, respect was the right thing to uphold. You respected people. Today, it's the one who, you know, who could be the loudest and worst and disrespectful, tell somebody off. Give them a piece of your mind. Oh, you got right, sonny. Tell them. You know, respect used to be something that was kept. That was the days when the forces of good seemed to be winning the battlefield. But today it seems the force of evil, where people's going to stand there, stomp their feet, and demand in their life and be disrespectful. It's crazy. Even my daughter worked at Logan's as a waitress in Lufkin. And the worst people, she said, the restaurants after on Sunday nights and on midweek services of the churches in Lufkin, the worst group they hate to wait on was people that were Pentecostals. When Pentecostals walk in, they say, Katie, there's your people. You could have them. It was camp meeting in Lufkin. And Tuesday night of camp meeting, a large group went in. Wednesday morning, they had a meeting at Logan's. Nobody wanted to show up and work anymore until the Pentecostals left town because it was so rude and they're so disrespectful and they didn't tip. Friend, I want to tell somebody today, amen, I want to respect people around me. I represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. I represent my brother. I represent my sister. I represent the things of God, the people of God, the way of God. We need respect to be brought back in this hour. Where has respect gone? Let me just tell you now, perversion has become the new permission. Let me repeat that. Perversion has become the new permission. My question tonight is shame. Shame, where have you gone? People used to be ashamed when they got arrested. Today they want to take your phone out, take a picture of it. They're smiling with their mug shots in the jail. They're proud of what they did. They're proud of their situation. They walk in the courtroom proud and strutting. Oh, look, look what I did. Folks, we should be ashamed of sin. Sin is still a shame to God and shame to humanity. Where's shame gone? Where is shame gone in our hour? Think with me. 2 Corinthians 7:10, the Bible says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation." Where's godly sorrow gone? People are not sorrowful. Many of them are sorry they get caught, but not sorrowful that they have shamed God. Worldly sorrow, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7:10, produces death. But if we don't turn from sin, sin will still remain. What are we going to do? We're talking about revelation and derevelation tonight. I want to keep the things of God sharp in my life. I want to keep my prayer life. Amen. I want to keep my dedication to God. My testimony matters. Your testimony matters. Hear me, mama. Your testimony matters. Daddy, your testimony matters. Young lady, your testimony matters. Young man, your testimony matters. Child, your obedience to your family matters. People on the platform, your obedience to the platform standard matters. Just because you get on the platform and you come with there is a standard to uphold. It matters. The things, there's a purpose for standards. There's a purpose for rules. There's purpose for regulations. We don't just make it to control people. There is a reason. But our generation has got to the place where good is missing in action. I want to go to Isaiah 59 chapter. Isaiah 59, if you have your Bible, turn with us. Isaiah 59, 14 through 17. Isaiah 59. Brother Neil, I need you to come get that stand right there. Empty it off. Come get it. We're supposed to do an object illustration because I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight. God wants it to be clear in our minds. We got to keep the things of God, the things of God. Amen. I'm going to let him clean that off real quick. Isaiah 59, verse 14. And judgment is turned away. How? Thank you. Judgment is turned away backward. In other words, people don't have that sense of going righteously forward. What used to be right now is no longer right to them. The label has changed. What used to be good now, if you do good, you're bad. And if you do wrong, you're accepted. Judgment is turned away backwards, and justice stands far off. Truth, the foundation and the pillar of everything. I want you to take it. I'm not going to throw it off here. It may break it, but I want you to take it and just throw it out in the street. Truth is falling in the street. What used to stand upright in life is now in the street. Honesty, equity. It's no longer there in the life. Things are backwards. Good is called evil and evil is called good. Equity can't enter. Honesty can't even enter anymore. Verse 15, yea, truth falleth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Those that try to get away from evil now becomes prey to it, to the predators of sin. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. There was no judgment. No ability.
ability to discern what was right from wrong. There was no boundaries in their mind, no conscience, no conviction, no work of God in their life. No judgment was there. Lord said, where has it gone? And he saw that there was no man, nobody to stand forth and nobody to stand. There was no intercessor, nobody to stand in between sin and point it out and say, this is sin. Nobody to draw the line and say, hey, you go across this boundary, you're trespassing against God. Nobody to point their finger and said, no, we're not bowing to Baal. We're not letting this. We're not marrying the daughters of the world, the pagans. We're not playing this. We're not fornicating. We're not listening to that mess. We're not going to let that happen in our lives. It's not coming to my home. There was no intercessors. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Verse 17, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance, but clothing, and was clad with a zeal as a cloak. As the scripture says, put on the armor of light. Folks, if there's an hour that we need the armor of light right now in a darkened world, you better have the light on in your life. You better keep the light. Amen. When I was just a kid, we used to sing the song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I mean, remember that. Don't let Satan, what? Don't let Satan hide it under a bushel. Don't let Satan. I'm going to let it shine. Truth is falling. It's upside down in the street. It's a pitiful situation. Where has truth gone? Where have everything's upside down, topsy-turvy? Who's going to set it back up? Who's going to put truth back in its place? Who's going to put truth back in the righteousness of the heart? Who's going to turn the light back on? And who's going to say, God, I want to please you. Pleasing you pleases me, God. Amen. When your friends look at you and say, oh, it don't hurt. Just a sip won't hurt. Just a drag won't hurt you. Just a little trying won't hurt. I want to tell you, amen, when things come to tempt you, amen, and friends tell you it's not going to hurt you. I want you to remember, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, there was something slide in. It wasn't a lion. It wasn't a big old bull elephant that came and brought temptation to Eve. It was a weak thing called a snake. I'm going to tell you what destroys. It's not the big things, but the weak and beggarly elements. The Bible says would destroy. I felt the Holy Ghost right there. I said the weak and the beggarly elements. Amen. It's whenever you think that you're entitled to listen to music that is not godly. I don't care if it's country and Eastern or country and Western. When it don't please its God, young man, amen, it's wrong. Mama, when you let things in, Daddy, when you let things in, the weak and the beggarly elements of the world, when the garments of righteousness is pawned off for the weak, beggarly garments, the filthy things, and you cheapen your relationship with God and your testimony, trying to fit in a world that you'll never fit in. You're not fooling God, you're fooling yourself. Because they did not glorify God, neither were thankful. Their foolish heart was darkened. Truth was thrown in the street, discarded. And judgment wasn't there. Nobody had the ability to say this is right and this was wrong. Honesty couldn't come in the lives of people because they didn't know what was honest. My question tonight, who is going to get truth and put it back upright? going to be the one that goes and gets it? Because the Bible says justice has turned her back. She can't look because she's ashamed. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight, I don't want God to be ashamed of me. I want God to look at me and love me because I love him. Amen. Lift your hands saying of God tonight. I want you to love God for what he's doing right now in the heart. Amen. The spirit of conviction is in this house tonight. The work of the Holy Ghost. You need to love God for conviction. You need to thank God for the truth, the difference in separation and sanctification. You need to thank God for the difference that he makes. Amen. Oh, friend, don't be foolish. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and his salvation. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just press our way to the, through the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the anointing of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Come on, God's wanting to deal with your heart. God wants to minister tonight. God wants to certify, ratify, amen, the preaching of the word tonight. Hallelujah. God wants to prove. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the evidence of your spirit. Thank you for the evidence of your kikaropohosavai. Hallelujah. 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 You ought to thank God for truth tonight. Amen. I would that somebody from the back, amen, would come up here and get truth back in his place. I would that a young person would come and help me get truth back. I would that somebody said, hey, we're not letting truth stay where it's at. We're going to get it and set it back in his place. Put it back in his place, brother. Set it up right. Brother Charlie, the Bible says you shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. When truth is known in a relationship, when you love the truth of God and godliness and righteousness, truth has a sense of liberation and a joy and a peace. Amen. That passes understanding. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessings of God is for those that would let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, you may have to have a heart cleaning. Amen. If it takes a heart cleaning tonight, amen, when you get your heart clean, you'll do a house cleaning. Amen. You'll say, God, I don't want anything in me. I don't want anything to stumble, amen, my testimony. I want my life to be pure before you. Amen. Oh, friend, whatever it takes, God, turn the light on, search me, know my heart, know my spirit, know my intentions, know my ways. Oh God, I want to be saved above all else. Amen. Saint of God, in this place, the Holy Ghost has come. Amen. To give that unction and power and that cleaning. Amen. Stand, lift your voice, and lift your hands to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ria nanabokoto salaraya. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody needs to sell out to truth again. Hallelujah. Come on, sell out to the things of God. Hallelujah. Come on, sell out to the things of God. Hallelujah. Sell out for the things of the King of Kings. Hallelujah. My life is not my own, for I'm bought with a price. I've been bought with a price. I've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Let's find a place to talk to the Lord tonight. Come on, gather. I invite you tonight to come. Amen. Rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. There's room for you at the cross. There's room for you. Amen. To lay some things down and say, God, it's worth it. It's worth it, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord wants some rededication in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Reconsecration tonight. Amen. Come and let's give ourselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. Fill this place with prayer. Fill this place with contrition. Say, God, have your way. Have your will, Lord. Thy will be done tonight. Come on, talk to the Lord with us tonight. Hallelujah.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus.
I'm not ashamed, Jesus
Christ.
I'm not ashamed.
I am not ashamed to be counted.
Come on, talk to Jesus.
My everything. I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed
of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Of the gospel.
Come on, pray. Talk to the Lord with us tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Come on, don't stumble tonight. Pray. Come on, pray for the light. Lord, let the light be in my life.
I am not ashamed.
God, turn that light on in me, Lord Jesus. The light of conviction, oh Jesus.
Gospel of Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, work on me, Jesus. Work on me, Jesus.
I am not ashamed.
Hallelujah. Let me check my heart tonight with your word. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to the Lord tonight. I'm willing to give. I'm willing to give. I'm willing. Come on, there's too much behind you.
To let the world behind you. To some, He's a name. To me,
God, you're my everything.
I am not ashamed of the gospel. Ashamed of the gospel.
Oh, I'm not ashamed of you, Jesus.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Holy Ghost, have your way. Come on, let the hand of God minister to you. Let Him tune you.
I am not ashamed.
Tune me, Jesus.
Of the gospel.
Tune my heart. Direct my ways, Jesus.
Christ.
I want to love you, Jesus.
I am not ashamed to be counted.
Come on, be willing to give.
I'm willing to give my life.
Come on, be willing to give.
I've got too much behind me to let this world blind me. To some, He's a name. To me, He's my ashamed of the gospel.
Come on, talk to the Lord with the saints.
I am not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed
of the gospel.
I'm not ashamed to be yours, Jesus.
I am not ashamed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ. Ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to be counted, but I'm willing to give my life.
Come on, give your life. Give it to the Lord.
I've got too much behind to let this world blind me. To some, He's a name. To me, He's my everything. I am not ashamed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. the Lamb with all my strength, with everything I am.
With everything in you.
With all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Would you help me this tonight? Would you pray with somebody near you right now? There's somebody near you. Would you just pray with them? I want you to pray for the operation of the Holy Ghost tonight. God, do your work in my life. Do your work in our lives, Jesus. Have your will within us, oh God. I pray for the mighty power of your Spirit, Lord. The glory of the Holy Ghost in us, Jesus, through us. The light and the power of your liberty, God, to help us, Jesus, to establish us. We give you praise. We give you thanks tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Work on us tonight, Jesus. Work your work on us, Jesus. I pray for the glory of your hand, Lord, the glory of your presence, the glory of your Spirit tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it be by your power and authority. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just feel after the Holy Ghost just for a moment right now? Amen. Don't put your focus on anybody else. I want you to just give God some attention right now.
Hallelujah. If you just close your eyes and just, amen, just feel after the Lord with me right now. Hallelujah. The goodness and the evidence of the Lord is in this place. My precious. Lord, let it sink in my spirit, my heart. Let it be in my heart, Jesus. Let it be in my heart, Jesus. Let it be in my being, oh God. Your goodness, your grace, your power, Lord, your strength. Hallelujah. 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 Let it be, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Take me that deep depth of your spirit. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed say, King of Kings. Would you lift your hands and your voice to the Almighty tonight? Let's just love the Lord for what He's done. Thank you for speaking to us, God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your almighty power and your grace, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your plan. Yes to your will, Jesus. We worship and we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want revelation, not de-revelation. I want the revelation. Praise God. Brother Zach, come dismiss us. And amen.
Let's pray as we dismiss. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this wonderful service tonight. God, I ask you, Lord, to put your hand of protection about us as we travel home. We thank you for this time that we could come and gather together, God, and worship you, God, and get your word, God, into our hearts. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to heaven now. Together. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet one another. Amen.